You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with cash grain analysis is Amy Murray of the Andersons in Champaign, Illinois. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Quiet phones, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Saw a little green on the screen today, so that's positive. And guys kind of hold it out for the report on Friday, so not too busy on the phones today.
Were they asking much about basis plays?
You know, a little bit, but for the most part, people just kind of in anticipation for what the USDA supply-demand numbers are going to be, which would reflect both the futures and the basis market.
And do the Andersons have a position on what they think Friday's numbers are going to be?
You know, I think we're hoping for a reduction in the United States production, particularly in corn. I think we really need to see harvested acres lowered significantly from where they're at, and especially compared to what Informa came out with. I think that we think that it should be a little bit lower than where they're at. So,
as a commercial, how much as a percentage of corn do you hold this time of year as compared to a more regular year where a crop is more normal in terms of its production?
Sure. Well, there's a couple different factors that go into that, and I would say we're a little bit less than a typical year, part of that due to the inverted market, but also part due to conditions. We're dealing with an aflatoxin problem this year out in the country, and so obviously risk of condition is a much bigger player this year than in typical years.
Why don't you go through your bevy of prices then for us, please?
You bet. Cash corn today's at 7.02, February 7.08, March 7.10, July 7.08. New crop fall of 13's at 5.54 across the scale, with January 14 at 5.64. Cash beans today 14.07, February and March 13.98, July 13.81. New crop 13 is at 12.60, January 14 beans at 12.72. Cash wheat, 7.23, and new crop July is at 7.48.
Thank you much, Amy.
Thank you.
That's Amy Murray of the Andersons in Champaign, Illinois. And I will be back in 2 minutes with a look at agricultural weather with World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.